Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In last week's podcast, I talked a little bit about canine gelotology, the study of laughter. In that podcast, I talked about studies of dog laughter and also touched a little bit on how this information was being used in shelter and other stress situations to help calm dogs. This week, I want to talk about another part of that equation, the ability to recognize that a dog is stressed or anxious in the first place. Periodically, there have been studies that indicate that when it comes to recognizing anxiety and stress in their dogs, dog owners aren't that good. The most recent one that I've encountered was published in the December issue of Anthrozoas, the Journal of the Human-Animal Bond. In this study, researchers showed participants three different videos, one involving a Dalmatian, the second involving a Doberman, and the third involving a Boxer. It had been determined by those experienced in canine behavior that all three of these dogs were stressed and anxious. They also noted that all three of these animals were in conflict. What kind of behaviors were these dogs showing? Well, the Dalmatian was tense through the head and body, ears were tense and held back, the head was turning, the dog was looking away from the child, dog was blinking, smacking his lips, stretching, sniffing, an anxious tail wag with just the tip of the tail moving quickly, as well as yawning. The Doberman displayed some of those same behaviors, as well as licking the child's face, watching the child, following the child. Only instead of the tip of this dog's tail wagging, this dog held his tail tucked between his legs. The Boxer also was tense through the head and body, ears tense and held back, turning away, also licking the child's face, high levels of arousal to the point that the dog was spinning. The dog would move towards and away from the child, had a high rate of respiration, sniffing, and lip smacking. So it's not as if the signs that these three dogs were displaying were particularly subtle. The participants in the study were people belonging to four groups. There were dog owners with children, dog owners without children, non-dog owners with children, and non-dog owners without. Of the 71 participants, 68.4% classified the dogs as relaxed. 65% classified the dogs as confident. The majority also described the dog's interaction with the children as playful and friendly. Presumably, because the dogs licked the children's faces. Interestingly, the participants who had no dogs were more successful than the dog owners when it came to classifying the emotional state of the dog. The study also indicated that the adults who shared experience with the dogs who lacked knowledge of dog behavior did worse than those who had no experience with dogs at all. That's a rather interesting and frightening finding, isn't it? That there are people out there who have both dogs and kids who do not have knowledge of canine behavior. They might know about training, but they don't know about behavior. It's no surprise that the group that performed this study strongly recommended that parents be trained in basic canine behavior as well as safe practices during dog and child interactions. Which brings me back to my starting point. It doesn't matter what kind of safe dog-child practices you know if you can't recognize when the dog is anxious or confused. This raises the question whether the belief that a well-trained dog might be setting up some dog owners, their kids, and their dogs for problems. Like all behavioral studies, this one is small. On the other hand, when it's taken in context of all the other studies that have indicated that adults have trouble identifying anxiety and stress in dogs, I think it's important. Even if your anxious and stressed dog doesn't do anything, even if all your anxious and stressed dog wants to do is to get the heck away from that child and you provide the dog with a way to do that, how can we possibly make our dogs feel more safe and relaxed if we can't recognize when they're not?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.